Let's talk about how it will work and how we're also going to solve goal one and goal two. We're going to let you check your knowledge. So you come into the folder, the first folder. Now remember, Path to Revolution is the first folder of unit two, and I'm showing you part of unit two. Every unit is organized the same way, and every folder is organized in the same way. These folders are split up, and that means that you have a reasonable amount of things to deal with at a time. So at the top is all the possible reading questions for Quiz D, and then there are resources. But what I did to try to help you check your knowledge was I took all the questions and I put them in the same order where you can see them all at once, in the same order as the questions on that link of all the possible reading questions. Now, what I want you to do, I entreat you, beg you, whatever is the word you want to hear, to not prepare and not worry about it. Pay attention, but don't worry about it. This is your chance for you to probe your own mind and find out what you think is true, and then the quiz will compare it with what I'm pretty sure the textbook is trying to tell you is true. That means you've got your own personal reading plan. If you know something, that's great. You don't have to read it. If you don't know it and you know you don't know it, well, you probably would have read it anyway. But the ones that I really want you to pay attention to is that third category, and that is you don't know it, but you were sure you were right. And that fundamental danger is what gets to people every time. Because when you have read with expectation that you already know, you do not hear the author. So this is a really useful thing, and hopefully it'll be better for you. If you don't think it's useful, you still have to do it because you won't see the other parts of the test until you do, the other versions of this quiz until you do it. So that's goal one, was letting you check your knowledge. Goal two is making sure I didn't change the offer. I give extra credit for how you work. I give extra credit if you work in ways that usually make people succeed. I don't give extra credit at the end. I give extra credit for how you work, rewarding what's good for you to win. So you don't get just 2 points the way you used to at the end if you had 9 or 10 points on the quiz. What I'm doing is moving it up to here. And so this quiz with these questions all spread out, they come out to about .11. If we're talking about dollars and cents, it's not a dollar per question, but 11 cents per question. So by the time you do those, you're going to get, if you got all of them right, you get 2.97, almost 3 points. If you miss them all, you're still going to get 3 full points. How? Because you take it, you get a chance to take it one time, don't worry about it, but pay a lot of attention to it, so you really are probing your own mind. And then at the end of the date in the course schedule, I will go in and I will, in DEC, that same thing that you've been seeing is a little grade, I will add what is missing so you get the 3. So you're not fretting about getting the points. You're making sure you find out what your brain thinks is true. So this may actually work better once I thought about it. If you think that's a senseless thing to do, you still have to click on this test, this quiz, because that's the only way you're going to see the 10-pointer. So on that, I'm going to stop talking. If you need any help about why reading quizzes can help you, feel free to call me and I'll try to talk you through it. But you take this little quiz. It's a little slow because there are 27 questions. But the thing is, you've got a permanent record of what your brain thought was true. And that's worth having in a handy place.